7. Do I know what I want to say? What are the key points? Do my thoughts have a logical order? Most speeches are structured according to a point-to-point plan. This means that the speaker's argument is divided up into a number of points or sub-arguments. The disadvantage of this approach is that while it is clear to the speaker how each point fits into the general argument, it may not be so clear to the audience, especially if they don't have a copy of the speech before them. For this reason, audiences tend to lose track of the speech and afterwards can remember at best half of the points presented. Great speakers such as Winston Churchill and Abraham Lincoln avoided this effect by observing two rules. First, they kept their speeches short, preferring short, pithy maxims to long, drawn-out arguments. Second, they delivered their speeches in a train-of-thought manner rather than in a point-to-point manner. Their speeches generally contained several different points and were logically structured, but this logic was disguised within a more natural-sounding monologue. One could scarcely imagine either of these famous orators ever saying, "Well, that was my first point. Now my second point is..." Therefore, it is advisable when preparing a presentation or speech to first order your thoughts in terms of points, then look for a way to string these points together into a speech that flows rather than jerks along. It might be noted that in giving your presentation, you will have considerably more audiovisual resources available to you than had Abraham Lincoln or Winston Churchill. Visuals can be extremely valuable in holding the attention of an audience, provided they are intelligently interspersed throughout the presentation. Too long spent on one visual, use of unsuitable visuals, or visuals badly combined with speech text, any of these can be a cause of annoyance or confusion.